According to our teacher Saint John the Evangelist and the pure disciple, may his blessings from the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his blessing be with us all. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of God, for his mercy endures forever. Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also, and where I go, you know. to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen my Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I don't speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the sake of the word themselves.
In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen, e Christos Anesti. E Christos Anesti. Oh, still sleeping, okay. Be Christos Aftomf. Chen Ometh Mi Aftomf. Christ is risen. I'm still sleeping, huh? Sleep a little bit. And in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today we are fifth Sunday in the 50 days after the resurrection. And only next week we will we have the celebration of the Ascension Feast. So we'll celebrate together the Ascension Feast on Thursday morning. Today is a Sunday of the way. Like it's different a little bit. So that's why he said in John 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So during the 50 days, like a journey, that the church tried to take us from the first day of resurrection during the 50 days through the 50 days as a journey, and that this journey to reach, this is a destination of Pentecost, to receive the Holy Spirit. So the church in her wisdom arranges these Sundays as stages. So arrange Sundays as stages in the believer's spiritual ascent, as if we finish already the Great Lent. So after the Great Lent, this is repentance, more focused on repentance. And after we finish the repentance, now we are different creation, we can say. So really, we are different creation. After the resurrection, I become new. I become someone is different than before. I should be different. That's why the church said, okay, you are a new creation now. After the resurrection, I will take your hands to the journey, okay, 7 days or 7 weeks, and we will go in the journey to receive the Holy Spirit. That's why the seven Sundays are, first one, the faith, second one, the bread of life, the third is the living water, fourth is the light of the world, fifth, which is today, the way, six is a victory and divine promise, and the seven, which is the last one, the gift of the Holy Spirit. So destination, what is a destination? So we're in a journey, for example, like if I'm preparing myself, preparing my luggage for any destination, so I should know what exactly is a destination. My destination after the 50 days is a union with Christ, to be with Him. inside him and to take Christ inside me. And another destination with the same with Christ to entrance into the heavenly kingdom. So by the end of the 50 days, I should what? I should be united with Christ, receive the Holy Spirit, His Holy Spirit inside me, and have my eyes always on the heaven. Again, we are sojourners in these days. You remember, I think that I said that we are the priest. We pray this part in the liturgy, and we are sojourners in this day. After we finish the commemoration, and I remember all the departure people. So the last part, then this part, this is the second part. Those who are remember, so I remember all the names. And the last part, I say, and we are sojourners in this day. In the Coptic, this is the amazing of to know the Coptic language and the tone of the Coptic language more. So when we are in the monastery in the Baramos, so they taught us all the liturgy in Coptic. So when we listen to the tone in Coptic language, it's totally different a little bit. We try to make it the same in English. Okay? So when I'm saying when we are sojourners in this day, I say it in joyful tone. Like we start already with the sadness tone. So why you change the tone from the joyful tone from the sadness tone to the joyful tone? Because I remember the people who are departed. So I remember this is a separation between me and between them. And when I remember that we are sojourners in this day, I'm so happy. I'm so happy that we are sojourners because we are not belong to this world. I'm living in this world. Yes, I'm enjoying the world. I'm enjoying everything that God created everything for Adam before. In 6 days, He created all the world before. So I have to enjoy. But again, I have to remember, I'm not belong to this world. I'm not belong here. I belong to there, to the heaven. So my eyes should be on the heaven all the time. So Christ preparing the disciple for His ascension. How? If we read the gospel in the beginning, in chapter 13, so He begins to prepare the minds of His disciple of His departure and ascension. Okay, 3 years and a half the disciples lived with Christ for 3 years and a half. See, they used to see Christ every single day. Let's imagine a little bit. I lived with Christ. For how many days? No, it's not days, it's years. And after a while, I find myself like, He said, like, I'm going to the heaven. So the disciples, they were in trouble. They found themselves lonely. How you will leave us alone? We don't know what we should do. That He said, no, don't be troubled. Come. I will send my Holy Spirit. That's why we are not alone in this world. We have the Holy Spirit. That's why we are preparing ourselves to know what is the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is doing inside us. So that's why He said, like, "Matachafush, don't worry. No. Have no fear. I will send my Spirit to you. My Spirit will be inside you." That's why in the baptism, I blew in the baby. I blew and said, like, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Like a kedavan forfi, receive the Holy Spirit. So that's why we have the Holy Spirit. We do it as a priest 3 times. Receive the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit. To confirm that He has the Holy Spirit. And everyone here in Christianity, we have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is working inside us. So that's why He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me." So, and after that, He said a little bit things different. He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you." What you're doing? So He said, "No." So I will give you my Spirit. So be inside you. But again, I'm preparing for you a different place, as if a father, immigrant, and He prepared a good place for his wife and kids. So exactly, a father who immigrated before his family to prepare a good place. So prepare, for example, if I want a house, he found like a place, a good place for them, and he have a good furniture. So he prepared everything for the family, his family. And after that, he said, okay, come back, come to me. So he invited them. So God, Jesus Christ, he said the same. I am going in my father's house are many mansions, and I go to prepare a place for you. I have a confirmation that Jesus Christ, he's preparing a place for me. Every single one baptized, received the Holy Spirit, he has a place in the heaven. And I have to keep it. I have to work here on the earth to keep this place on heaven. You can think about it. So I have, for example, like if one of the father of a family, he went to any place like here in Canada before. We are immigrants. So for example, the father came in, for example, before, and he said, like, I'm preparing for you everything. So you have to prepare yourself too, because after a while, I will invite you to come. So I have to be ready. How to be ready? I have to know the language of the destination. I have to know how to talk with them. I have to know everything about heaven. I have to change my attitude to be exactly like the same, for example. In Egypt, we know that there are like the rules of driving, there is no rule. Rule is no rule. So I can't take the same no rule and keep it here in Canada. I can't. So this is the same. So I have to learn and to teach myself, okay, to train myself, to change my attitude, to change everything here. Because when I go to the heaven, I'll be similar like them. When I go to the heaven, who I will meet? I meet St. Mary, the saints, St. George, St. Anthony, St. Mark. I meet all my friends who are in the heaven. I meet everyone in the heaven. So I have to be like them. I have to train myself here. So he said, I'm going to prepare. I'm preparing place for the mankind, for everyone. And I will open the gates once closed by sin. You remember in the beginning, God created Adam to live with him in heaven. So the purpose of creating Adam, again, there's a lot of question now, why God created Adam and why God created the mankind. From the love, to share his love with someone, and it's not anyone, someone he had the same image of God. So he said, I will give you all my love to live with me here in heaven. And after the sin, the separation happened. So he was exalted from the heaven and said, go away. That's why we lost the way. We lost everything. So he said, I will come back to the earth, and through the cross, I will do a bridge between the earth and between again to the heaven. So it's easy to go from earth to the heaven again. I will open the gates that I closed before, after the sin of Adam. And here with the cross, it was the bridge between the earth, between the heaven again. So I'm walking in Christ and with Christ to the heaven, through his wounds, through his cross and redeeming blood, he reopened again the way. In Hebrews, he said, St. Paul said, a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is in flesh. So again, the bridge towards the cross. And heaven is prepared for us, as I said. So from his care, from his love, he came, he was incarnated, and he became a man. He was crucified and said, I will open the way and I will teach you how to live. 3 years and a half, Jesus Christ in the Gospels, the four Gospels, taught us how to live as a Christian person. Open Matthew 4, 5, 6, 4, the Sermon on the Mountain. Open the Gospel and read how Christ, what Christ taught us, and how to live with Christ. That's why the beginning believers, first things I said, read the Gospels and let me know what you learn from Jesus Christ. And every time they come back, and I have someone now, like he's talking to me, and it was like about he's tried to go in Christianity. So he said to me something, like I was so proud actually, when he said, when I'm reading the Bible, I feel that Christ is he's teaching me everything new. It's totally different than the world. So we are using to read the Bible as we have the Bible we are reading. But no, we have to learn from Christ how to live. In John 14:3, he said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." I will receive you to myself. You know what, like in Greek language, to like if we sometimes we stop at some word in English or Arabic, we don't understand. So what the meaning of "I will receive you" exactly, I will continually draw you to me. This is the meaning in Greek language exactly of "I will receive you." In Greek language, it means "I will continually draw you to me." It's like a magnet drawing iron. I can't believe and I can't imagine my life without Christ. I can't imagine that I'm doing a sin and it separates me, and I keep the sin, a separation, a wall between me and between Christ. That's why he desires what he desires. He desires our presence with him. He desires our eternal life. He is waiting. Again, he prepared a place for us, and he's waiting for us there. So I have to ask I have to tell myself something very important, as St. Paul said. I have to repeat it every time. I am in Christ. I am with Christ. I am through Christ. Again, I have to ask myself, I am in Christ. I am with Christ. I am doing everything through Christ. In Acts, he said, "For in him we live and move and have our being." Again, in Acts 17:28, he said, "For in him we live and move and have our being." بنتحرك ونحس ونعمل كل حاجة بيه. كل حاجة بنعملها بيه هو. هو يكون الأساس بتاعنا وبعد كده بنتحرك. That's why Christ becomes the believer's strength, peace, victory, and holiness. St. Paul, he said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me." When Thomas said, he asked, "Lord, we do not know where we are going, you are going, and how can we know the way?" He answered, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Christ himself become the way. How to live this way? First of all, keep Christ before you. Keep your eyes all the time on him. If you are doing anything before, I have to see him in first, and after that, do it. Pray even small prayers. Jesus Christ prayer before do anything. Before doing anything, keep Christ in your mind, in your heart. The way to the heaven needs a little bit like effort. It's a narrow gate. It's not a wide gate. It's a narrow gate. Self-denial, repentance, purity. I need a lot of things sacrificed. When you talk to the people outside, for example, about purity, about self-denial, "Oh, you're crazy. This is a freedom. We have a freedom." No, I have my freedom in Christ. I have the freedom in Christ. So the narrow way, I know it's hard a little bit, but the wide way and it's the easy road of the world, yeah, it's full of pleasure, vanity, money, pride, entertainment, and comfort, but will not lead us to the eternal life. And the danger of losing the way is very bad here on the earth, because now the disease of this time now, it's anxiety. If you talk to for example, the physicians or the pharmacists, they said the majority of the medicine that it's go out from all the pharmacies now, it's for the anxiety and depression. And why? And why all that in anxiety and depression? Because we have no trust in Him. We are not keeping Christ before us. This is the issue. This is the disease of this world now. No, I believe in, I know that a lot of issues and problems, maybe it's more than me. I can't endure it. But I have nothing to do. I have to pray and keep it. Again, the prayer is changing inside me, not outside. Sometimes the prayer not changing the circumstances. Maybe it's like God waiting to change the circumstance. But the prayer change inside me. Changes how to believe and how to trust and give me the peace inside my heart. So that's why, you know what, the early church in the Acts, if you open Acts, you will find they call the Christianity the way. This is only the way. There is nothing else in the way. Only Christianity is the way. So, what is the requirement for the journey? Again, the seven weeks that we said. First of all, the faith. As Thomas, has a doubt. And Jesus Christ said, no, you have to believe in first. Believe in first. So first of all, the first requirement of the journey is the faith. The second, the bread from heaven. I have to eat His body. I have to come to the church and be united with Him. The third is living water with His word. His word will clean me. I have to repent all the time and I have to read His word. The divine light, the fourth one is the divine light. He is the light. I have to live in light. And I have to see the light and to be the light for the world. He is a true way. I have to walk on His way. I have to open the Bible and see what Jesus do. What will Jesus do in this situation? I have to do the same. And the victory over spiritual warfare and over all of that, I have already to fight. I have to strive in my spiritual life because the devil wants to lose my way. And finally, the Holy Spirit will guide me. St. Cyril of Alexandria, he said, Christ became the way of salvation by uniting humanity once more to the Father. So may our Lord Jesus Christ establish us in His way, strengthen our weakness, and grant us the joy of the cross, and lead us safely to the heavenly kingdom. To Him is the glory forever. Amen. son es more ne pongo si.